Louisiana beaches oiled for maintenance. Stay tuned for UNnews. To May 2010, Louisiana. Public servants here are conducting a massive revamping of the shoreline. This will solve many chronic problems on the beaches, such as annoying waterlife, gritty sand, and over-tourism. They began this process by exploding an offshore oil rig and letting the oil seep out of the broken lines. Many locals believe that this event could change their beaches for the better. Theme park owner Jeffrey Davidson said, quote, "Thank God those beaches are closed for maintenance. Never were good for anything but sunburns and stealing business from my theme park," unquote. Other locals made similar comments, such as, quote, "beaches suck," unquote. Overall, the popularity for this cleanup has gone through the roof, and people just can't wait until it happens. BP, which provided the rig for the operation, is being hailed as a generous contributor to the state. Governor Bobby Jindal plans to give BP a certificate of commendation. A company representative said, quote, "We figured that if we sacrificed the safety of human and aquatic life by not having functioning safety valves installed on our rig, and instead pocketed the money, that great things would come of it," unquote. Unfortunately, there were some pranksters on the rig when it exploded. When asked about their probable deaths, the BP representative replied, quote, "We plan to sue their remaining families for damages, as they weren't supposed to be on the rig. It's sad, really. We try to be charitable, and these vagrants believe they should stop us. What is this world coming to?" Unquote. Many others are thinking the same thing, as this cleanup effort was the first beacon of charity seen for a long while. Yet despite the obvious generosity of the oil company and the positive responses from the locals, others are critical of this approach. President Obama declared, quote, "If anyone's going to muck up the beaches, it should be the U.S. government and not some private company," unquote. When asked what he was going to do about the issue, he quickly responded, quote, "We're going to hope for change," unquote. The president even traveled to Louisiana to take over the maintenance operation, as he believes that the federal government can help spread the oil more effectively than any private firm. After this maintenance is completed, the sand should cease to be as irritating and gritty, the over-tourism problem will be solved, and all that pesky marine life will finally be gone so that people can once again enjoy the beach. If all goes well, these beach cleaning procedures could be used around the world. This has been UNnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.